Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Two Mics and a Mind. I am two of your hosts, and I am joined with...
You know who it is. Your favorite.
You here?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello? All right, good.
Yep.
Yeah. You know who it is.
How's your week been?
Well, it's been interesting to say the least, so learning little stuff day by day about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Still slow motion, but still interesting.
Okay, cool. Slow motion beats
no
motion.
What you got going on? Yeah, that's what she said. I don't know why, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Good. I'm excited about our show tonight. Topic tonight, gut poison and burns versus nature healing. We have a special guest tonight that I'm very excited to bring on and get some information. And if you guys have any questions about what you hear, you can give us a call at 929-477-2762. 929-477-2762, and you can talk to our special guest. We'll introduce him though after we take care of a few housekeeping things that we have to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are excited tonight.
We are.
Yeah, very excited.
It is going to be a first for everyone.
Yeah, we are excited. I'm excited to hear, excited to learn, see what we come up with. Very good.
Yep.
All right, so we will jump into our business segment. When we tell you, you learn to love. Spread the love, learn to love yourself. You learn to love others. You support black business, and black business supports you. I believe in giving back to the community as well. When you do have a business, I think you should give as well. And I think I do pretty good with that. So,
Give.
Let's get started.
Yeah, so speaking of loving and spreading love, I'm still with my girl. Big girl, we are still spreading love amongst each other.
Oh my gosh.
And because we are doing it, we're going to have to buy a house. Because my big girl need a house. You got her somewhere, and I'm going to call, what is it? I was going to say Michelle Realty. Magwood Homes. If you're looking for
Michelle
a place
Realty
to live,
might not
be currently.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it is bad, Michelle Realty.
Yep.
If you're a homeless person and you're looking for somewhere to stay, or you're about to be homeless because someone's about to kick you out, why don't you reach out to Michelle Realty, also known as Magwood Homes, and she can put you on. Go ahead and tell them that info.
Michelle Magwood at magwoodhomes@gmail.com. The number to reach her is 857-891-4545. 857-891-4545. If you're interested in renting, buying, selling, any of that, real estate, all your real estate needs, please give her a call.
Yeah, so you're going to need somebody to help you move all that stuff or maybe store your stuff from the house that you're either being evicted from or running away from. So might as well keep it over at SC Trucking, who they also partner with. Who they partner with?
SC Trucking.
Who SC Trucking partner with?
All A Trucking.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Well, somebody between them two, they will keep your stuff in storage for you, and they will also help you move. They're not a moving company, but they do store, and they do all type of transportation needs. So, you know, I need my furniture transported over to my other place. Mike can find something going on in SC Trucking with their wide array of vehicle that they deal with. So, you know, go ahead and give the people who may need that information that information.
Okay, SC Trucking, 770-760-0627, 770-760-0627. They will help with all your storage needs. They also have warehousing available. Just give them a call.
Yep, so you got your stuff moved. You got your new house. You're also going to have somebody clean up that little space, you know what I'm saying? So get your new house or new residency cleaned up with some missiles, simply some missiles, house cleaner. It is simply some missiles, right? Yeah.
Nope.
Simply
again, not this week.
Oh, okay. Well, they will bring chains with dips with them, and you will be simply submissified. So get with simply some missiles and get your house clean.
Oh, my gosh. All right. The company is Simply Subordinate, and the number to reach them is 770-369-0556, and you can ask for T. LaVon, or 601-433-4242. You can ask for V. Clayton. They also do photos, any kind of arranging in your home, as far as not just cleaning, but helping you set up stage housing if you're about to move. They'll help you with that. And they have a $99 special right now going on. So I know it's the holiday season. So after your kinfolks and friends leave your home, they'll be glad to clean it up for you. Get you all set for the new year. Simply
That's
Subordinate.
Right.
You can follow them on Instagram as well.
All right, so you got to get your house clean and everything. Now you got to get your body right. So what you want to do? You want to smell nice before, well, you know what? You want to smell nice before you put some cologne and oil on. So why don't you get you some good deodorant, get you some good bath bomb, you know, because you got your new tub in your new house. You want to relax, you know, that little bath bomb between your legs. Feels great. So anyway, get you some natural soap, veganized. And who you gonna get that from? You gonna get it from Baral Products. BaralProducts.com. They are also on the Amazon market, and they also have their own website, which is BaralProducts.com. BARAH. Hold on, is it Baral Products?
Yeah, BaralProducts.com.
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool. I was saying, like, man, did I just mix it up with them? All right, yeah, we will be with BaralProducts.com. And like I said, they also have an Instagram with the same name, and also have, they're also on Amazon. So, yeah, give them the info.
Yep, that's going to be BaralProducts.com. The number to reach them is 770-760-0627. They will be glad to help you. They have vegan products as well as all natural products, soaps, bath bombs, body wash, everything that can take care of your body on the outside to make you feel good on the inside. Baral Products, follow them on Instagram at Baral Products.
Man, that sounds exciting. I'm trying to feel good on the outside, so I can feel good on the inside. Look at that.
Right.
Exciting. So, now you got your body feeling good. Why don't you get you some smell good for your body and for your clothes? So who are you going to reach out to? Our favorite, Yonika, my Nika, our Nika. Reach out to Yonika Oils. Well, he can get you some deodorant. I mean, not deodorant. He can get you some, what's that thing called? Detergent.
Detergent?
Detergent. Yeah, you don't want oil all on your clothes. You know, they will stain. after a while, it will eat out the material of the clothing. So please just stop rubbing that on your clothes and rub it on your body instead. So get you some detergent, wash your clothes, feel great, smell fresh, look good at YonikaOils.com. Nope, not .com, but Yonika Oils. Go ahead, give me that info.
To reach Yonika, you will call 678-421-4327. 678-421-4327. She will help you with the oils, and they have all the name brand oils that they have out in the stores, the more expensive ones. She will be glad to have that. We have that in the, she has that in the oils. She'll have that for you. Again, call Yonika.
Cool. We got Yonika. We got everything going on. Everybody's feeling good, looking good, living good, smelling good. You know, you got yourself stored up, everything. So what do you need? You need to upgrade yourself. Get you some beard products. Get you some luxury fragrances. Get you, you know, get you some grooming tools. You know, nice clippers and everything. Where are you going to get all that from? I know, Cadell products. Cadell products, they have all the luxury grooming items and fragrances that you need, and they doing their thing. You can also receive something for five, not something. You can receive a sample of a luxury fragrance for $5. You can look on their website. But the best place to find a lot of information is on their Instagram or Facebook. So you can reach them at www.cadellproduct.com/facebook.com or on Instagram with the same name, Cadell Product. Can we give them the information to reach out?
Yes, sir. It'll be cadellproducts.com, K-A-D-E-L-E products.com, and on Instagram at Cadell Products. The number to reach them is 770-875-2578, 770-875-2578. Check them out. They have some very great fragrances, and you can do a variety with the sale that they have going on right now.
And there's one more company. It is called Modern Man Studio. Modern Man Studio deals with hair. So if you have, you're looking for some great shampoo, conditioner, things for your locks or your twist, or you know, if you got a relaxer in your head, they got all that good stuff. They have you can reach out to them, Modern Man Studio, same thing on Instagram. We'll find out more information next week. All right, and that is our business segment for the week.
Panthera Tacticals.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you need a gun? Come to Panthera Tacticals. Panthera Tactical. I don't know why I'm making a sound like that. So, Panthera Tactical will get you some artillery training. You can be trained on how to use your weaponry, no matter what age you are, from 3 all the way up to 990. You can, they can train you up. You can reach them on their, for information about how they can help you out. You can reach them on their Instagram at Panthera Tactical. I am not the best speller. That is why I hooked up with the one, I mean with two. So, you can go ahead and do all that. Look it up.
PANTHERA TACTICAL. Panthera Tacticals. They are on Instagram as well. If you need to learn how to shoot your gun, you bought one, you need to learn how to shoot it, they'll be glad to do. They do teach, they do classes, teach you how to use your rifle. If you don't have one, they'll provide one for you to learn with. They'll go to the range with you, do all kinds of lessons and things like that. So you'll know.
Yep, you got to break it down and everything.
Yep.
So, is that everybody?
That is everyone this week.
And that is our business segment of the week.
Ha ha! Yay!
Yeah. Please feel free to reach out to us if you have a business or if you are starting up a, you know, entrepreneurial aspect, and you want to put it out here, you know, no matter what you do, whether it's lawn care or AC or whatever, you know, just let us know. We'll put it out there. You can reach out to us on our Gmail, twomicsandamine@gmail.com. Is it the number two or the TWO?
It's the number two.
Okay, so the number two, M-I-C, S and a mind. Yeah, so, you know, two mics and a mind. Reach out. Let us know if you want to be advertised on Small Business Weekly. All right.
All right, very good.
On to the news.
Okay. On to our newsroom. All right, first in the news, we're going to talk about Atlanta rapper T.I. is paying a $300 fine after pleading no contest to violating a local law in Georgia. You know what this law is?
No, I don't. Tell me.
This law prohibits public cursing.
Amazing.
Yes. Okay. This charge stemmed from an incident in May at his house in the Stockbridge. You know, when he had the incident with the guy, the guard, whatever. Anyway, so he used no hands, no guns drawn, none of that. He just used some words. So he was fined $300. For those of you who do not know, there is a Georgia law on profanity in Georgia. It is code 16-11-39, disorderly conduct. Without provocation, using obscene and vulgar or profane language in the presence of or by telephone to a person under the age of 14 years, which threatens an immediate breach of peace. Any persons who commit this offense of disorderly conduct shall be guilty of a misdemeanor.
Hold on. It's used towards anyone under the age of 14
and
below. It
says that, but they use it.
But the man wasn't 14.
No, he was not.
Wow. No. He probably could fight that. He could fight that. I mean, but disorderly conduct probably. But, I mean, that stipulation is 14.
Right. And then there was no provocation, so I guess they feel that, you know, the guy was just doing his job, so he really didn't make him do that or whatever.
So, is that separated by semicolons or what? I mean, as, you know, as
it's separated
you
by what?
Is that just one sentence or is there separation as to, you know, the infraction? So, you know, I know you said disorderly conduct and then 14 and then non-provocation. Were each three of those separated by some type of grammatical usage, like a semicolon or something?
No, it was just had no, didn't have
just
that
run
in
off.
There.
No commas or nothing. No commas or nothing.
There were periods with A and it was B and you know, no colon like that. No.
I mean, I was just wondering, as to, you know, how they can get you for that if the age of 14 is in there. I'm like,
that's what it said in
like
that
parts?
In that particular code. That was that one, but it does also acts in a violent manner towards another person. So that is, you know, age 14 is one of them, but acts in a manner in a violent manner towards another person, causing that person in reasonable fear of safety. So that's where he got the guard was able to use that. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Didn't know.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you didn't. So watch your mouth, honey. Okay. Let's see. Another one. After 200 attempts, the lynching law was passed by the U.S. Senate as a federal hate crime in America. Did you not know that lynching was not a hate crime?
No, I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's finally been passed, and the two senators that got that passed was Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. Kamala Harris is from California and Cory is from New Jersey. So they got that passed. So now if somebody lynches or find out they're lynching, it's considered a hate crime. So,
you know, the only thing that's amazing to me about that makes no sense about that is, one, it should have been a hate crime, and they should have did
right.
it when the people who were lynching were actually physically seen. Nowadays, you rarely see the lyncher until the person who has been lynched has been lynched. So all you see is a aftermath. So who are you going to charge for the hate crime?
In reference to what you just said, there have been 200 bills since 1918. To consider this, there have been 200 anti-lynching bills rejected by Congress since 1918.
Hmm. So they were the one doing the lynching, too. Don't want to get in trouble.
Right. Yep, and in 2005, the Senate passed a resolution apologizing for not passing it. And that bill said, notwithstanding the Senate's apology and the heightened awareness and education about the nation's legacy with lynching, it is wholly necessary and appropriate for the Congress to enact legislation after 100 years of unsuccessful legislative efforts, finally to make lynching a federal hate crime. So they made an apology that it hadn't happened before. But they passed it, though, so there you go.
Yeah, but I'm saying, who are you going to arrest?
I mean, if you find out it was a hate crime, it was a lynch. I mean, it depends on when it's done, you know.
Oh, good, man.
Lynching will be a hate crime, so if you want to kill somebody, don't lynch them, because that's going to be another charge of hate crime on you for doing
so. No one's going to know. No one's going to know. Look, somebody just got lynched about 3-6 months ago. Nobody knew who did it.
No, that's true. Well, let me say, don't get caught.
And then it was at a public place like Walmart. Like, yeah, you telling me what, Walmart
yep.
had all those cameras and everything?
Yeah,
nobody saw who left this place.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, now.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, it's an attempt, and I appreciate the efforts of those two senators very much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Waste of time, but all right. We will take it.
Yep. And something else that we're going to talk about tonight, which is in regards to our kind of what our subject is going to be with our special guest. We're talking about the emergency. I just want to tell you about the two things. The emergency medical treatment. Well, I'll tell you about that later. That the Washington federal judge in Texas struck down the Affordable Care Act on Friday on the grounds it's requiring people to buy health insurance. It's unconstitutional. So, yep. So you know what that means, right?
What?
Judge O'Connor's decision stands. He stands. What about his decision to repeal the Affordable Care Act will cause about 17 million Americans will lose their health insurance. Yep.
You know what? Will they lose it, or will they just not be able to afford it?
They will lose it. They will lose it because think about it. If the insurance are all no longer required to cover young adults up to age 26.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a whole lot. And a lot of people actually have insurance because they were forced to have it. So they will lose it. I mean, they would choose to lose it, but they will lose it. And they probably would lose it because they cannot afford it. Yes, I'm sure that will be the biggest reason.
Yeah, that's probably it. Good. I tell you, man, it's rough out here.
It is. And across the country, 29.8 million people will lose their health insurance if it's repealed. Because a lot of the people, and 1.2 million jobs will be lost because, you know, they have to have people that work in these insurance companies to, you know, do what they do.
Yeah, that's true.
The plan, things like that. So it's going to affect a lot of people. But just like those people that are getting laid off, those companies that are laying off, Pfizer, just different places that are laying off, they don't have that health insurance. And they may have pre-existing conditions. So, and it will be hard for them to get insurance, and they wouldn't have if they didn't have it through their jobs. So, it's a lot bigger than people may think, and you would be surprised at how it just may affect you and somebody that you know or your family. So, just keep an eye on that one, And hopefully you'll learn something tonight that will help you if you should fall in this situation. Okay?
But you know what? You know what I find? It's more so on the how they created that system, put jobs in place where you can get, you know what I'm saying, where they tie some monetary value to it as well. Like you said, you know, there's going to be people who are going to lose their employment because they were healthcare, quote-unquote, workers, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. healthcare workers. That's true. So, you know, you created a system of work for people for a bill that was pretty much unconstitutional in the first place because you forced people to get health care. Now, it is a good thing that they did get health care for the for people who had predisposed conditions and who were very poor and who needed the health care. But now that you're taking it all away, you've also set up more people for failure because those people who are losing their job, they are now in a situation.
Yep. Well, we're going to move on. We are happy to have our guest tonight. And if you would like to participate, the number to call in is 929-477-2762, 929-477-2762. And our topic is tonight, gut poison and burns versus nature healing. Gut poison and burns versus nature healing. We are going to take a quick break, and we hope to have our special guest with us when we return. Mics and a Mind, and if you would like to join our show tonight, the number to call in is 929-477-2762, 929-477-2762, and the topic tonight is gut poison and burns versus nature healing. All right, we're going to bring our special guest on. Welcome, special guest. And tonight we have our special guest, and he goes by the name of Bush Doctor. Bush Doctor is his name.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Bush Doctor.
Hello, Mr. Bush Doctor.
How are you?
We are doing great. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule tonight to talk to us about gut poison and burns versus nature healing. Let's get started.
Okay. First off, I say my opinions are mine. They're based on many years of research, okay? And I should say right off the top, I follow a lot of, I do a lot of research in medical research and whatnot. And the reason we go and cut poison burn versus nature's healing, by law, anytime you go to a doctor, for whatever illness you go, by law, your doctor only has three options: cut, poison, burn. Cut, offer you surgery. Poison, give you some prescription. Burn you, chemo, radiation. Those are the only three things by law he can offer you. If he put down as his diagnosis, go home, rest in bed, and drink a hot cup of tea, when that comes through, they'll bring him up before the AMA on discipline. By law, he only has three options for you. I'm saying, and I know for a fact, that I don't care what's wrong with you. You can heal that by nature's way. And not heal. You can cure that by nature's way. You can cure whatever is wrong with you if you're willing to do what it takes by nature's way. Nature's been curing long before the AMA took over. Long before.
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So have you ever heard the term, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine
yeah.
your food? Nature, from mankind, been on the face of this earth. And I'm going to make a qualification before I go any farther, okay?
Okay.
I know that there's a creator that created everything. I'm not
mm-hmm.
guessing. I know that, okay? And everything that was made, he said, is good and very good, and set laws in nature. When we abuse them laws, okay, we pay a price for it. Beyond that, I don't speak for him, so I have to leave that to a man of the Most High. But
mm-hmm.
I know that whatever is wrong with you, okay, you can cure if you're willing to follow some simple steps. The biggest one, the biggest fear people got is the C word, right?
Yeah.
Is it what word? Oh, cancer.
C. Cancer. Everybody is scared of cancer, and I laugh at it. It's a joke. It's easy to cure. Cancer is actually easier to cure than a cold. It's harder to
really?
Cure the common cold than cancer. If you got cancer, and I don't care what stage you're in, okay, stage four, stage five, if you got about 2 weeks left, the doctor says you got 2 weeks left to live, and you
uh-huh.
want to cure your cancer, stop eating immediately. As soon as you stop eating, you starve the cancer. Cancer lives in sugar, okay? That's proven research. If you stop eating immediately, you start killing the cancer. When you do come back to food, you got to monitor everything you put in your mouth and make sure you don't have no sugar going into you. And you, I don't care what cancer you got, you can get rid of it in 2 weeks. I stand behind
you. So, I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you.
And I could give you research to back that up. I can show you licensed medical doctors that will tell you the same thing.
Let me ask you a question, though, because I've heard that cancer is primarily a mutation of the genes, and when the genes mutate, the cells start attacking each other because it looks as if it's a outside entity that's attacking the cells. So, which
mm-hmm.
is why you have cancer cells, and they start, you know, attacking each other and mutating. So you're saying that within 2 weeks, if you just cut sugar out of your diet, that those cells will immediately recognize that there is no more of a mutation and the other cells aren't really cancers?
No. The first part is you have to stop eating before, as soon as you stop eating, okay? And I could give you documented proof, or you could Google this and just Google it yourself and look. As soon
okay.
as you stop eating, okay, your body goes, your immune system kicks in and your body starts resetting itself. The trick is to stop eating. If you
so
have
just,
food.
So just go on a fast? Are you on a fast? Or, I mean, what do you mean by stop eating, like specific?
Just stop eating. Don't. If you got food in your
so
stomach.
So would you die
okay?
of starvation, not of cancer? Yeah.
Not really. You'd be surprised how long I went for 47 days
okay.
with no food, okay? I lost
uh-huh.
62 pounds in 47 days, right?
Oh, I didn't
and,
know.
Uh-huh. Here's the thing, right? When you see people
uh-huh.
on the Biggest Loser and all them, when they lose
yeah.
when they lose weight, what's one of their biggest problems?
the skin hanging out the bottom.
The extra skin, right?
Oh yeah.
If you lose weight the normal way of letting the body do its own thing and you don't keep messing with it, okay, you could lose 100 pounds, you could lose 150 pounds, there'll be no skin hanging over. If you It's simple. Too smart. They're smarter than the creator, and they always want to monkey around with nature. Let nature do its stuff. If you stop eating and your body starts, okay, here's documented research shows that your first 2 days, right, the body is, the first day the body just goes, he ain't fed me, she ain't fed me, okay? Mankind, from the put on the earth, has always been a hunter-gatherer, okay? So you've never eaten 3 squares a day, okay? This is Western stuff. You got to go. There's no hunter in man or in the animal kingdom that ever caught when they went hunting 100% of the time they were successful. So you go to hunt, good. You got a good meal today. Tomorrow you go, you didn't get nothing, okay? It kept your system going in that way, okay? Your healing comes, and this is research, your healing comes when you're sleeping, okay? And your body is what you call in empty mode, nothing in your gut, that your body ain't got to be spending time trying to digest that, and it can pay attention to your healing. That's why we said, stop eating. They say, if you stop eating, you're going to die. Well, what you've been eating is killing you. What's the difference? Stop eating, and then see what happens to you, okay? But here's what we're talking about. We're not talking about 50 days.
Mr. Doctor, sir, let me ask you this question, though. Okay, so you've been saying that it's proven research. Could you tell us a couple of these research journals or articles that you read that off of, so
I
listen to all the research?
I could drop a bunch of them on you, but what I'm saying, just Google fasting for cures, okay?
Fasting for cures.
Yeah, and you will see fasting for cures, okay?
Yeah,
You will see tons. There's a hospital out in Russia that and you could Google this stuff, that got almost 100% cure rate, okay, as some of the deadliest disease. What do they do? They don't give you no medicine. All they do is doctor monitor you on a fast for about 2 weeks, right? And you come out of there, and you're cured of whatever is bothering you. But their ton load, I got 83 licensed physicians. Okay, some of them got their license taken away from them, and the ones that got stripped of their medical license are the ones that pay more attention to. These are people that taught in Ivy League school like MIT, okay, Harvard University, Yale. These are the people that train your doctors, okay? But because they found out, they saw the truth, and they spoke out, the government clamped down on them, okay, took their license away, took their tenure and everything from them, and a couple of them that are still teaching, okay, all they got to do is show up and do 5 hours a week and still get their paycheck, but they got no student coming in their class no more because they tell you the truth, okay? These people don't want you to know. 83.
But you know what, that's to say something with that reference to that, I learned today that there are doctors that do the natural healing that are coming up dead. Because they're doing that natural healing with the cancer, and actually they are coming up dead. So
I mean, you know what, I agree that the regular doctors, you know, are trained to do cut, burn, and poison. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the training. But, you know, the only thing that confuses me is where can we find information that states that people can be cured of cancer within 2 weeks?
I give you one doctor you can look up, okay? You can look Google him, you can pull him up on YouTube, okay? He will show you. You get rid of any cancer you want in 2 weeks. Called Dr. Leonard Colwell.
Leonard Colwell.
YouTube. I need to show you the same thing. Basically, when you stop eating, you start starving the cancer to death. Cancer feeds on sugar, okay? So
can't you just stop eating sugar and just eat, like, green leafy vegetables?
Yeah, but what about cancers that's not caused by sugar?
That's gonna be more long-term healing. But what I'm saying is, let's just say you go to the doctor and they say, okay, you got 2 more weeks to live, right? You got liver cancer, okay, stage 4.
Mm-hmm.
So you got about 2 weeks or a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the time to just cut the sugar out and let the process of eating natural food. You see what I'm saying? So the quickest way to shut down the cancer is stop eating for 3-4 days, okay? So you stop eating for 4 days. You only drink water, right? Or you could drink a natural juice. You can't drink no man-made juice because they all got man-made sugar in it, okay?
Well, but natural juice has sugar in it. So, I mean,
I'm glad you made that point, because now we come back to nature. The sugar in nature, in natural fruits, is what your body burns as energy. It's like gasoline in a car. That's what you need. The problem is man got too smart for his own self, thinks he can outdo nature, and he come up with a sugar, okay, that once it gets in your body, your body does not know what to do with it. I'm going to give you a couple of examples, okay? It's been documented the human body is made up of 102 minerals. That's what makes the human body up, okay?
Yeah.
102 minerals, okay?
Yeah.
Burdock root, okay,
mm-hmm,
has 102 minerals in it. That's not by accident, okay? Sea moss, or Irish moss, which is the same thing, has 98 of those 102 minerals in it. Okay? No.
Irish moss?
No. Yeah. No, you take burdock root, right?
Yeah.
It has
I don't take burdock
minerals.
Root. Irish moss.
No, but I'm saying, I'm giving you an example, right? Burdock root. It has 102 minerals in it, right?
Uh-huh.
The first thing these scientists want to do is extract what they'd call the main ingredients. They want to take one or two ingredients out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Try to do something with that. Put it in a prescription form and give it to you. When your body gets that stuff, it doesn't know what to do with it, so it stores it in your cells. If you take one of them 102 ingredients out of burdock, right?
Mm-hmm.
You drink that same burdock root. No, it has 101 minerals in it. Your body does not recognize it. It does not know what to do with it. That's how fine-tuned your body is.
Mm-hmm.
That's how fine-tuned. And that's the biggest thing is man thinks he can outsmart nature and is always tinkering around. Just take the stuff the way it is. We come back to the fruits, okay? And I got proven people that I've helped with this that some people tell them, oh, don't take that. That's too much sugar, man. That's too much sugar. I said, man, that's the fuel your body needs. Your body knows what to do with natural sugar. That's your energy. It's the man-made sugar that hurts you. Now, all man-made sugar comes from sugar cane, right?
Right.
In some food, way, shape, or form. Do you know what is the most acidic plant on the face of the earth?
Probably orange.
The sugar cane.
Sugar cane. Sugar cane.
Yep.
Sugar cane. Okay? Now, here's the thing, right?
Here's the thing, right?
I show you where you can't mess with nature. Leave nature alone. Take a green lime, right?
Say what?
What do you say about lime?
A lime.
It's acidic, right? A green lime is acidic, right?
Yeah.
Take that lime, squeeze it in a glass of water, and drink it, and immediately when it goes to your body, it's alkaline. It's not acidic. That's how fine-tuned your body is.
You said put it in water. You said put it in water.
You can put it in water. You could squeeze it right down your throat. But you know, if you mellow it in water, it's a lot easier on digestion, right? But there are documented proof, okay, that people have cured themselves from cancer by just drinking lime and water, nothing else. Just
so,
lime
okay,
and water.
Okay, so hold on, Mr. Bush, doctor, sir. So, okay, those are the cures that you're stating work for cancers that involve food, correct? Because they have sugar. So what do you do for cancers that are genetic or that involve food? Then there's no
I didn't say only food. I say for any cancer.
So even brain cancer, if you get a tumorous brain cancer, you're saying that in 2 weeks, if I drink lime or just stop
eating. No, you
eating
can't eat nothing.
You have to
starve for 2 weeks.
No. Hold on. You don't have to starve for 2 weeks. For a minimum of 4 days, okay? Because here's what research has shown, like I was saying. Day one is no big deal because your body figure, okay, I didn't get fed. Day two, you start getting real hunger pains. Your body is going, okay, now this is 2 days I haven't been fed, right? Day three, you will feel like you're dying, okay? The reason is, day three, your body is going into what they call survival mode. Your body is feeling, okay, this is three days I haven't been fed, okay? Your body flips into survival mode, and your body starts taking inventory or stock or whatever you want to call it, every cell in your body, the 10 to 15 trillion cells that they say make up a human body. Your body starts checking every single cell, and it starts going, I can keep this to stay alive. I have to get rid of this. I can keep this to stay alive. I got to get rid of this, okay? Once your body is done with that, and I'm telling you from experience, okay, you feel like they treated. I'm telling you, I've tested it several times. You feel on day three like you are dying. Okay, you really got to make your mind up before to push on too. You fall asleep and you wake up on day four feeling like you want to run from New York to California. You're going like, what the heck happened? Yesterday I felt so bad. Today I feel this good. Your body just flipped from survival mode to healing mode. Okay?
Go ahead.
Once you get to healing mode, okay, what I tell people when I tell them stop eating if you want to get rid of something, I said, just make it to day four. Nobody will tell you to keep going. You're going to go on your own till you get enough because of how good you feel. Your mind clears up. By day four or five, all your aches and pain, the aching knees, the bad back are gone. Let me give you a couple of examples, right? Back in September, I was coming to Georgia just before I came. A few days before I came, I needed to use a forklift to lift a piece of stuff, right? So I called the old dude that I usually borrow his forklift. And he didn't sound excited, but he came out and got the forklift for me. When he came out, this is a 74-year-old man. He came in just his underwear, no pants on. I'm like, what's wrong with you? He's humped over like the humpback of Notre Dame, right? He said, I can't put my pants on. He got a bad back. He said, the doctors told him, okay?
Yeah.
The doctors told him, he'd been going to doctors. They'd been giving him this shot to kill the pain and whatnot. His only option was surgery. He had 3 bad discs in his back, okay? I said, Mel, this might sound crazy to you. I said, stop eating for 4 days, okay, and see how your back feels and whatnot. He didn't say nothing. He left, and then he called me. He said, man, I'm going to try that stuff. I'm hurting too bad. I said, just stop eating. So he called me one day. He said, this is day three. He said, man, this is killing me. Can I eat something? I said, yeah, eat you like 1 or 2 little small pieces of cantaloupe just to get by day three. He did it, right? I was in Georgia for 17 days. The day I got back to my shop, he rolled up. He's like, where you been? I said, I was in Georgia. He said, man, I've been coming by here every day to thank you, okay? He said, I am good. He was jumping around like he's a boxer. He said, my back don't hurt no more. He said, I ain't had sex with my wife in a long time. I said, man, I don't even want to hear that. He said, I'm firing in all cylinders.
Okay? I don't want to hear it. What are you talking about?
He said, I told my wife, he says, call that doctor and cancel all them appointments because I ain't going back there no more. Put people on the line to hear him testify his own stuff. This is somebody that the doctor told him his only option was major back surgery. Okay? He was getting by cortisone or whatever the shot is that he has to go in and get these shots from the doctor just to cope. Okay? He stopped eating in the 17 days. I didn't even ask him how long he didn't eat. In the 17 days that I was in Georgia, he kept telling me he was coming by my shop every day looking for me to thank me, okay, for what I did for him. Is the dude is good now. He was off on a, what you call it, disability. He's back working, okay? The proof is there. No, not only that. Let me tell you, too, okay, what he told me. He said, you know, I thought about what you told me, and I decided to do it because I remember my mom. And he said, today is my mom's birthday. She's turning 96 today, right? When I saw him. And he said, 30 years ago, his mom was sick with cancer, dying, right? She was in hospice, dying of cancer. So she wanted to die at home. They brought her from the hospice place to get back home, okay? To die. Now, she's at home now. Hospice thought they were doing her a favor by withdrawing these 14 medication that they had her on, okay, so she could hurry up and die, okay? So they said, listen, now that she's home and whatnot, we don't want to keep seeing her in this pain and suffering. Let's just take the medication away so she dies. They took away, they stopped all 14 of her medication. 2 weeks later, she got off her deathbed. She turned 96 that day that I talked to her. Never been back to a doctor in 30 years.
Wow.
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 We
oh,
have
oh,
a...
Oh, okay. We got a caller.
I have a... if anyone has a question, they want to call in, 929-477-2762, 929-477-2762. I do have a question from someone. And it is, excuse me, do you have any natural remedies for anxiety and depression?
It's called marijuana.
Anxiety and depression. Your number one thing, that comes from your gut. Clean your gut.
Your gut.
And it will all go away. Doctors are just now, okay, and I could send you the research, they're just starting to connect. The brain gut, okay? That now you could Google this and it'll come right up that they're finally starting to tell you that your gut is actually, some say, your first brain or your second brain, because the gut, your gut controls your brain, okay? This is Google research that's easy to find on the internet, okay? That clean your gut up. I don't care what's wrong with you. Clean the gut up. And your problem goes away. Clean your gut. Your gut controls your brain.
You can
Google it. That information is right out there. Clean the gut out. Now, when I say clean the gut out, right? I can make you a capsule. All right. Some people subscribe to the colonics where you go in and they wash you out from your anus. Okay. I don't subscribe to that because I could guarantee you this. You could go and do that, okay? And as good as you feel, when you're done, don't eat nothing and take these three pills two times, morning and night that I give you, it will blow your mind what will come out of you. And you'll be wondering, where the heck did all that poop come from? And you just got cleaned out. Got cleaned out. And you will drop poop like you can't believe. The average human, adult human, walks around, this is the average, with about 15 to 20 pounds of hardened fecal matter in your intestines. And the bigger your gut is, the more poop you got inside of you. Anytime you see somebody, what they call that bare belly, okay,
mm-hmm.
as soon as I see him in my mind, I go, you just full of the S word. That's
but,
all
yeah.
it is.
You know what? That has some truth to it. But I wanna talk more about this cancer that you
Oh, that was a question from somebody, sir.
Oh, okay.
That was a question from a listener that can't call in,
okay.
so they wanted to ask that.
Okay. All right. Well, clean.
Whatever
you,
problem. You
but
got,
they have one more question to you. What do you recommend the best detox for the gut to be?
I make a capsule Cara Sagrada, rhubarb root, and Prodigroso. Okay. Prodigroso is hard to find because that's a Mexican herb. But you can, okay, here would be your top colon cleanse. Blessed thistle, burdock root, cascara sagrada, rhubarb root, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You mix them herbs together and you take them twice a day. And they will have you hitting the bathroom about 5 to 7 times in a day. And when you go and you sit in that commode, you figure, man, I won't need to do this for another month. I done pooped out everything I got in my guts. And then a half hour later, you go do the same thing again. And you're going like, where the heck is that coming from? And then another hour later, you go do the same thing again. And you're wondering like, man, that got to be 10, 15, 20 pounds. You'll be just dropping stuff like you cannot
Woo,
believe.
Dad,
that's,
I need to give me some of that.
That's how you clean your colon up.
I ain't even playing
that's
with
how
you.
Clean
yeah.
So let me ask you a question. If you only have like a couple of those things, do you have to have all those together, or could you take like with one do something and then?
One will give you some cleaning, okay? But
you got to
combine them for maximum cleaning. And
I
here is what I recommend. Okay, before
uh-huh.
you even do the colon cleanse, eat fruits that have seeds in them. Okay.
Oh yeah. Give me some.
Cantaloupe is an excellent cleaner. Fruits break down the hard fecal matter that's stuck inside of you. Okay.
Oh.
Fruits break it down. So you want to do the fruit for like 3 days or so before you go on the colon cleanse, right? To start softening that stuff up for you. Because your intestines on the inside is not smooth. You know that, right?
Right.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Your intestines on the inside has, I'll call them fibers for lack of a better word. It has little things like fingers in there. They're actually muscles, okay? Feelers that like spider legs. Those are what, when they move up and down, that's what transfer the food down to your intestines to bring
right.
it out your anus for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
When that food gets hard in there, okay, it prevents them feelers from doing their job of moving stuff easily. That's why some people only do one bathroom break a day. Some people one every couple of days, every two, three days. If you're only doing one bathroom break a day or one every couple of days, you are sick. It's just a matter of time before that stuff will manifest itself into cancer in you. The average person.
Oh, my.
Not the average person. The healthy person is when you eat, about a half hour after you eat, your body done extracted what the nutrient it need from that food. It's time for it to go.
Right, yeah.
That's how your body is designed, okay?
But according to what you said, though, if even if you get that cancer within you from not eating well or not having, the proper bowel movements, all you have to do is stop eating for 4 days. And the cancer will be cured, right?
No, you're misunderstanding. What I'm saying is if you stop eating, right, the minute you stop eating, you start starving the cancer, right? So so what I'm saying is by day 4 or so, cancer under good starvation, right? It will take you about 2 weeks. It'll take about 2 weeks to totally get rid of the cancer.
But don't eat for 4 days.
starve the cancer out. Okay, so what do you do for the rest of the time? Do you still continue to eat, or do you just, I mean,
when,
what, you just drink water? Or juice?
When you come back to eat, okay, you've got to monitor everything you put in your mouth. You got to know what you put in your mouth. You can't just run to the grocery store and pick up what you usually pick up and don't Google no ingredients. Here's my challenge to everyone listening. Take some of your favorite foods that you like eating. Look at the ingredients. Take your time and Google them ingredients and see how many of them will tell you known carcinogen. You know what that means, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell the people what that means.
Known carcinogen means that this thing is known to cause cancer.
Right.
So why is it in your food? When you see, you take your ingredients and you Google it, and it'll say known carcinogen, and a lot of time when you do the research, it'll tell you ban in California, ban in Europe, ban here, ban there. Okay? So it's not that they didn't know. It's a known carcinogen. Ingredient is known to cause cancer. Why the heck is it in your food? It's not like they didn't know. Why is it in your food? I dare anyone, Google your ingredients. Get some of your favorite stuff you like. Sit down, watch your ingredients, okay? And then Google them and see. Here's my recommendation when you learn how you'll do better. Anything that you want, if it has more than 3 or 4 ingredients, okay, I leave that stuff right on the shelf. I don't even waste my time with it because I already know where that's going. Let's just say you want some tomato sauce, right? So you go to the grocery store, Kroger's, wherever, Walmart, whatever, you pick up a bottle of tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I flip to the ingredients and I start looking, if it got more than 3 or 4, I put it down. I don't even want to read them because I already know where that's going to go. Tomato sauce should have tomato, probably some water, lime juice, and salt. Okay?
What about onions, bell peppers? You can't do that?
What?
Garlic?
Yeah, exactly. Garlic, stay away from garlic. Garlic is deadly.
Garlic is bad.
Garlic is
deadly. Oh, my God. People take it for high blood pressure.
Exactly. You know what? If you got a clogged artery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take some garlic. It will open up that clog immediately. Okay? It will open up that clog immediately. What they don't tell you is because of the acidity, eventually it'll eat to your membranes, and then you'll leak over, you'll cross over fluid from one to the next, because it will eat you up on the inside. Garlic is 3.3 on the acid scale. Test it for yourself, okay?
Oh, my gosh. 3.3,
okay?
So
now,
what's lime, then? What's lime on the acid scale?
Lime is alkaline. Lime is a 7 and above. Do you understand the? Okay, here is it in chemistry, and everybody did that.
Tell him he don't understand.
I don't know.
Okay, here we go. All right, in chemistry, okay.
Uh-huh.
There's only two sides of chemistry: acid and alkaline. You agree?
Oh. Okay.
Okay. There's only two.
No,
sides.
I mean I don't.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Acid and alkaline. Alkaline means life. Have you ever heard of a battery being alkaline, right?
Mm-hmm. And you said that's the only two parts of chemistry.
That's the only two sides. That acid or alkaline, okay? No, the human body is designed to 7. 7 is your neutral point, okay? 7 and above. 7.1, 7.2, go on up. You're in the alkaline side. You're on the electric side. You're on the life side, okay? 6.9, you're on the acid side. 6.8, 6.7, and the lower you go. When you get down to 3.0, you're at death's door. Your body is too acidic. Garlic is only 3 points above what you call death door. 3.3 is the acidity in garlic. Here is how you test stuff, okay? You could send garlic and have it tested, or you could buy you alkaline strips, right? And if you want to know if something is acidic or alkaline, because the human body deals with alkaline, okay, acid kills. Let's just say get a potato, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know if a potato is good for you or not, put it in some distilled water, boil it, take an alkaline strip and dip it in there and see if it's 7 above or is 6 below. Is it on the low side or the high side? You could do that with any food, and that is the simple way of knowing I should eat this, I shouldn't eat that. That simple. If this is what, okay, this is what most of these doctors and herbalists will tell you. And again, I got to put the qualification in there that there's a creator that created everything. He ruled in the kingdom of men, and he could put on you whatever he wants, okay? Whenever he wants.
Could you also qualify like where to get this information from? Like
I'll give you somebody. These are simple things you just Google. You just Google out there. It's just Google alkaline or electric foods. Just Google alkaline electric foods and you'll see it. Okay? But I made that qualification, right? But here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
If your body is alkaline, meaning 7.0 or above, it is impossible for you to be sick without that qualifier unless the Most High has put something on you, okay, which he can do, and no herb, no doctor can heal you.
That right now.
If you get your body alkaline to 7.0 or above, it is impossible for you to be sick. Impossible. You're sick when your body is in the acidic state. 6.9, you start sick. And the lower you go on the acid side, the more sickness you will have in you. Okay? All sickness, it don't matter what it is eventually inside your body from eating acidic food. The acid finally breaks too, right? And then once it leaks out its containment or your sewer system, because your body only has two major fluids, blood and lymph, which is your lymphatic system. The blood has a pump that can pump that around and bring oxygen and nutrient to the body. Your sewer system is just like the sewer system in your house called your lymphatic system. That does not have a pump. The only way that moves is by exercise, moderate or light exercise, right?
Yeah.
You could take a shower, hot and cold shower, get it moving, right? Or or like a massage. Those are the ways you move that.
Yeah.
And that's what brings the waste out. Once your body gets acidic, and you let's call it this way, you spring a leak in them hoses in your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that fluid leaks out. That's your sickness. Let's just take a simple one like colitis or colon cancer or whatever, right? What it is you sprung a leak in that system, and when it leaked out, okay, it turned cancerous or it turned colitis. Now, if you go to the doctor for any of them things, surgery, chemo, radiation, and colitis, they're going to put you on a steroid, which is a known carcinogen, known to cause cancer. All you got to do is simple thing. Stop eating, okay? Or immediately what you can do is you take your two herbs, shepherd's purse or slippery elm, will stop internal bleeding immediately, okay? You take them herbs, you stop the bleeding, stop eating, clean your system up, come back, monitor what you put in your mouth, and your problem goes away. It's that simple. They make it complicated because of the money. You just got to follow the money.
Okay.
They make it complicated. It's pretty simple. And all this stuff, just Google it. Just Google alkaline foods and see what comes up. Okay? Google research.
So pretty much
I did.
Let me ask you a question. So pretty much all the information that you have is coming from Google and not any, like, specific source either away from Google.
No.
Or,
I, when I
what?
say when I Google that comes from a lot, MIT, University of Arizona. I did long research study in industrial agriculture, okay? And that is the biggest problem we face. I will say that the worst thing that ever happened to us in this 20th century or whatever you want to call it is industrial agriculture, because I personally do not believe mankind was ever made to do that on the scale that it was done. It has always been the man, his horse, his cow, plow up a small plot of land and grow your food there, right? Industrial agriculture come in with mass production, strip the land of the minerals, okay, that the food that they put in now don't have the minerals in it. So let's just say they plant a potato, right? Let's just go with that for now. They strip the land of the minerals. The potato come out, you don't have enough, right? They got to add stuff to it. Look at when you buy stuff, why do they have to add stuff to it?
Okay? Yep.
No, that is one of the worst things that happened to us. Here is what doctors don't understand, because they've been taught by pharmaceutical companies, okay? Because you go to the doctor, they said, oh, your iron is low, you're anemic, right? So the first thing the doctor going to do is prescribe iron for you. Here is his big mistake. He's going to give you iron oxide, which comes from a rock, the same rock that they use to make steel bridges and steel buildings. Okay?
Oh, my.
That is what he gives you for iron. You take that stuff in your body going, what the heck is this? I don't know what this is. So he just stores it.
It sure does.
Your body does not know what to do with it. No, nature, right?
That's true.
Nature takes a plant, right? The plant extracts that iron oxide, okay, and turns it into iron fluorine. And when you get that same iron from a plant, as soon as it hits you in the mouth, 10 minutes later, you're all energized. Your body is going like, whoa, 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 what's going on here? I've been waiting for you to give me this life.
Hold on. Say that again. You said what now? With the iron oxide and fluorine, what did you say?
When you go to the doctor and they say you're anemic or you're low in iron, and the doctor writes you a prescription for iron supplement, he's giving you iron oxide. That's crushed up rock they extracted it from. It's the same iron that they use to make steel buildings, steel bridges, or anything out of metal. Your body does not know what to do with that. As soon as you put something in your mouth, within less than 6 seconds, receptors in your mouth and under your tongue already analyze what you stuck in your mouth. That's how fine-tuned your body is, that in less than 6 seconds, anything you put in your mouth, your body has already analyzed, sent signals to your gut saying, hey, this is coming. Because the human body only makes 3 different kind of juice to digest whatever you put in your mouth. Okay? So signals in your mouth don't send to your stomach saying, this is coming, don't make this juice. Make juice 1, make juice 2, make juice 3. Okay? Here is another problem or I'll get back to that. When you take herbs that nature made, that plant takes that same rock, ingest it, and when the plant releases it to you, it's iron fluorine. It's a mineral that your body needs. Your body, as soon as it hits your body knows what to do with it. Everybody that I give iron fluorine to, and I tell them, here, I don't even say nothing to them. I just say, hey, try this. In like 10 minutes, if I'm still around them, they're going like, whoa, 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 whoa. What was that? I said, why? Ooh, man, that feels good. I feel energized. In 10 minutes, when you get iron fluorine compared to iron oxide, they could fill you with bags and bags of that. It don't do squat for you. Okay? Now, here's another thing while we were on it. Like I was saying, your body only makes 3 different kind of juice to digest whatever you eat. And we've never been taught that there are certain things that when you eat meat, okay, at least a minimum of a half hour after eating meat, is when you want to touch fruit. You should never eat no fruits along with your meat, because those two juices, they neutralize each other. So if you eat meat and you eat fruits, that stuff sits and start rotting in your intestine because you just ate a bad combination. Those juices neutralize each other. You can eat vegetables with meat, but you're not supposed to eat no fruits while you eat meat. At least a minimum of a half hour after is when you want to touch your fruits, because the fruit juice nullifies the juice that you use to digest your meat. How many of us been taught that?
Yeah.
We've never been taught that stuff. Do you see where your problem comes in?
Yep.
Why hasn't your doctor told you that?
Yep.
Why hasn't your doctor told you that?
Well, thank you so much, Bush Doctor, for all this information. Very useful information. Thank you so much. We really appreciate what you shared with us tonight and enlighten us on things that we did not know. That's what we try to do on this show, is to tell you something that you did not know. And hopefully make you a better person, help you make better decisions, choices, thoughts,
mm-hmm.
things like that. So thank you. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Well, would you be willing to come back if somebody had a question about something?
Sure.
You're going to be doing your own thing.
And if you need information, I could drop information and you're like crazy. This is all research.
Yeah, you have to.
Stuff
yeah.
And, yeah. And the host, she could tell you.
Yes.
I gave her some information already. That's some eye opener.
Yep.
Would you
yeah.
agree?
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yep. Very
it's
good.
It's all about money. I say this last thing, okay? I'll get right back to the cancer thing. You gotta follow the money. They know the cures. Do you know? You can go to Google, okay? And
mm-hmm.
just Google patented cancer cures, okay? You will come up with a minimum of 7 known cancer cures that the government owns. So the government has a minimum of 7 patented cancer cures. Why the government telling you about that? Why do they keep it hidden from you? Follow the money. It's all about money. They can't shut the cancer industry down. It's too much money.
Yep, that's true.
Yep.
That is true. Like those 7 doctors mysteriously found dead at the summit for a breakthrough cure for cancer. That was in October.
Yep. But
just
the main
in October.
Dr. Gonzalez out of New York was the one that found that they intentionally put the cancer virus in vaccines. They killed him. They killed him immediately.
Whew. Well.
All right.
I'm so glad you practice in a bush so he won't find you. I'm so glad you're in a bush doctor, so they won't find you. Stay hidden. Stay out of the light.
It was a pleasure talking to you all.
Yes, we really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Have a great night.
You too. All right. That was good. Yeah. Thank you so much, you guys, for hanging in with us. I know it's a little longer than we usually do it, but hopefully you learned some information or got some insight on the things that you are doing every day. And as always, we ask that you support black business, and black business, please be good to the people that support you. That's the only way to make it work. All right. Well, until we meet again. Looks like I lost my co-host, but anyway, until we meet again, stay in good health, mentally and physically. I'm saying
Blog
goodbye.
Talk does not want me to be great.
I'm saying goodbye. Anything you want to say?
You know, I think he said enough for everybody.
Yep. All right. You don't need to eat that sugar because you're already sweet. All right. We'll talk to y'all next time.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up.